Do you ever feel that there is more to life than what you're experiencing, but don't know how to get there?
At the heart of each of us is a desire to find meaning and purpose. However, many of us don't know where to begin.
Welcome to the Transform Your Life podcast. I'm your host, Steve Chua.
And I'm Pete Cofarcio. This show will teach you to be confident in your identity and embrace powerful mindsets so that you can fulfill your destiny and life purpose.
We're excited to take you on a journey to transform your life
so that you can transform your world.
Welcome everyone to the Transform Your Life podcast with Coach Steve and Pete. I am Steve Chua in Los Angeles.
And I'm Pete Cofarcio in New York.
Great to see you. Hey, you're heading off to Hong Kong soon?
I am getting ready. I'm going to be heading out this week as we're recording this. So my first trip out there, and you were born there. So I can use some tips.
I can give you some tips. Okay. If you get some spare time, one of the things you must always do is go on the Star Ferry. Okay. There's Hong Kong Island, and it's connected to the mainland, and it's not very expensive at all. It's a great, probably 10-minute ferry ride across the channel that's there. It's a very iconic. The other thing you might want to do is, if you have a clear day, go to the Peak Tram, and it'll take you all the way up, because Hong Kong is actually quite high elevations, and so it'll take you up top and get a great view. And the last thing is, try to be on the Hong Kong Harbor at night, because all the skyscrapers, all the buildings are lit up, and it's one of the most beautiful landscapes on a waterfront that you'll see. It's similar to Seattle, but even more grand. You're going to love Hong Kong. Great vibe, super efficient city, great food.
Yeah, Mr. Foodie, love language there. Well, Steve, this week's transformation tip comes from Dwayne The Rock Johnson. And he said, success isn't always about greatness. It's also about consistency. Consistent hard work leads to success. Greatness will come.
Well, just think about Dwayne Johnson. I think you have to be consistent to have the build he has.
I was going to say, consistent in the gym too.
Okay, so he has the right to say it. Absolutely. Well, this is also great, because it's a great lead-in into what we want to talk about this week in regards to how to get things done. We're doing the Clifton Strengths. We're looking particularly at what we call executing strengths, which means, how do I effectively accomplish things? And so, as you've been following with us, we've been looking at the Clifton Strengths Assessment. Again, it's there to help you become more self-aware, more confident in who you've been created to be, so that you can create the greatest impact by using your strengths. Don't be overawed if you haven't taken the Clifton Strengths Assessment. If you can do it at some point in your life, great. But in the process, you're going to enjoy these podcasts, because we're going to be looking at ways to help you develop and to grow and become a better version of yourself.
All right. So this week's talent is consistency. Thank you, Dwayne Johnson. Yeah, consistency. And Steve, the sad news is, this is not you. You're number 28 out of 30, out of 34. And it's really not me, because it's my very lowest talent. I rank 34 out of 34. I do not do well with consistency.
That's why we admire people who are consistent.
Absolutely.
For all your consistent people out there, kudos to you.
We both married women who do have consistency.
Absolutely, we do.
Or our lives would be a mess. Okay, well, let's unpack this a little bit. Consistency. People exceptionally talented in consistency theme are keenly aware of the need to treat people the same. They crave stable routines and clear rules and procedures that everyone can follow. Those with consistency believe that people function best in an environment where the rules apply equally to everyone. They set the level of predictable, even-handed expectations and opportunities for group members. They may find themselves supporting causes that seek equal and fair treatment of people regardless of their station in life. And they are good at developing policies and procedures that help teams and organizations maintain integrity while accomplishing their mission. We appreciate people with consistency because they keep things going. I want my accountant to be consistent, right? Yep. If I have surgery, I want my surgeon to be consistent, right? And I think of one person in particular that does this really was my wife. She's high in consistency, but when it's time for Christmas gifts, Steve, she treats both of our girls the same. They might get different numbers, but it's almost always going to be the similar dollar amount when she goes shopping and buys gifts for them. So very, very fair and consistent.
It's very, I mean, my wife is very similar, Barbara. She will often have a conversation with me. She says, are we being fair? I mean, we gave one of our kids this. Does this kind of measure up to the same level? And we just kind of put it all together. So throughout our lives, she will often bring this fairness conversation up, which is, again, part of this consistency strength.
Yeah, so fair is one of their guiding operating principles. The other is repeatability. So mm-hmm. they're just like routines, and we need routines, right, to keep things humming along.
You know, what's interesting about the fair and repeatable is an observation, and we see it in society particularly. Those sectors of society that have not been treated fairly, okay, are often the champions for wanting to see fair and repeatable Absolutely. Systems and structures or whatever. A number of CEOs who are women, and they are discovering, you know, how unfair it seems to be on them. It's just an observation that I've met that people who have this consistency, fair, repeatable kind of attitude is often because they come from situations which haven't treated them well.
Yeah, they're way more sensitized to it.
Yeah.
And rightly so. Well, if you have consistency as one of your top 10 talents, some intrinsic needs that come along with that, the first is you most likely hate favoritism. Mm-hmm. or nepotism or special treatment, you will have a radar for that, and it will really get you. It'll get your goat, and you'll just have a, you know, zoom right in on it because you think things should be fair. Everyone should have an equal opportunity. You want opportunities to help make things fair and equal. So Steve, you'll find sometimes people in human resources who are enforcing policies or people who are writing policies. If they're good at it, versus, you know, if I ever try to do it, it comes out a mess because I can't consider all the different scenarios. But somebody who's really good at this, I'm amazed at how well they do this. And then thirdly is you yourself need to be treated fairly. It's going to just be a core thing inside of you.
You know, it's reminding me right now of one of my clients, amazing, amazing leader. I've been coaching her for, 5 years now, but we were able to coach her through so that she became the CEO of this very, very high net worth company. But she came in, she discovered that the person in her role before had more than doubled what her salary was coming in. And then she suddenly realized that there was no structures or systems to benefit her team in terms of bonuses and everything. And her whole thing has been, this is so unfair. And so as a result, she's now championing, you know, fair wages, fair bonuses, putting the right systems, suggesting the right systems and structures to come in. Now, whether she can accomplish or not, that's up to the headquarters. But that's something that I'm just immediately taking. That's exactly who she is.
Yeah. Okay, well, again, as we unpack this, we also look at the potential blind spots for each of these talents. And this is typically when the talent gets overplayed or things you just might not realize and how you're coming across. So one potential blind spot for consistency is you're so committed to treating each person the same, you might forget that no two people are alike. Okay, mm-hmm. Not everyone is motivated the same way. This is especially true if you're putting in like reward systems. You think you're being helpful and consistent by everyone gets this as a reward, but that doesn't motivate everyone the same way. No two people are alike. Everyone has their own way of thinking and processing information. So you need to keep that in mind.
Yep, absolutely.
Yeah. And the second potential blind spot is you might see yourself as like the guardian of what's right or a champion against special treatment, right? Yeah. And really adopt that as a role and as a medal or a moniker of yours. Hey, realize sometimes the roles need to get bent a bit for the greater good.
Mm-hmm.
All right. You can't be such a stickler on the rules every single time. You'll drive progress right into the ground. There's a place for consistency, but none of these talents are the answer to making the world a better place. They all have to be balanced out.
I think that word stickler is a key word there.
Yeah.
For those who are entrepreneurs, those who are seeing the future, but also see windows of opportunity, trying to hold things back by being a stickler actually halts progress. Often consistent people are good at maintaining systems and structures. And
that's exactly right.
But they're not so good at being able to propel things forward. And that's why you've got to be able to utilize different strengths at different times. Let the pioneers pioneer. And once they've pioneered, you come in to create the systems to maintain that area. So it's just knowing where you fit in that ecosystem.
Yeah, where you fit and when you fit. When yes. in the process is your talent going to do its best work? And like you said, it's when things are established or in the process of getting established, and we need processes in place at this point. But that's not typically pioneering kind of work. It's mm-hmm. not entrepreneurial or inventing kind of work or yeah. ideation. It's when things get consistent. Okay, great. Steve, because we're so low in this, both of us, I wanted to bring up some helpful tips for any of the strengths. If you find one of these talents to be in your bottom 10, okay, right. if you take the Clifton Strengths Assessment and you see one of these showing up so low, I want to give you four potential strategies you could use to deal with this, all right? And the first one is don't do it, okay?
That's my solution for diets, right?
No. So, well, you're actually, the second strategy is you need to try harder.
Okay, right, Pete.
So some situations, it really, actually, you're benefiting a lot of other people if you just get your hands off of it and just don't do it. But other ones, you're not off the hook. There are times you just need to try harder. And we'll look at like discipline and some of these others. You just, mm-hmm. sometimes you have to try harder. The third strategy is, if possible, maybe there's a tool or some systems out there that you can leverage to help either keep on track or that you can reference to help supplement there. And then the fourth is the most powerful, and that is borrow this talent from someone else.
Yeah.
Find someone who is talented and partner with them, hire them, delegate, bring them into your project, whatever you need to do.
Yeah, I love some of these strategies, Pete. Thinking about leveraging tools and systems, you know, as you know, we're both low in consistency. But I've realized that keeping a schedule keeps me consistent. So there's certain things that I put in every day that keeps me consistent.
Yep.
So I have this mindset, if it's not in my schedule, it's not going to get done. So I keep it in my schedule. So that might be a useful tool in some form. And especially when you are maybe trying to create something bigger or systems and structures for an organization or something, then that's the time you don't do it. And that's the time you borrow someone to do it, you know? And so I like that.
Yeah. Okay. Well, our transformation application this week is, if you do have consistency as a signature talent, we want you to look for an opportunity where you can help make things fair. And like, this doesn't always have to be grandiose, by the way. This mm-hmm. could be something at a just a smaller practical level. So yeah, keep your eye out for an opportunity. We need you to flex your muscle and bring your strength to help the rest of us. On the flip side, transformation application, if you are not gifted at this, it's in your bottom, find someone else who's gifted and let them help you. Ask them yeah. for help, because they would feel honored and respected if you ask them to contribute and help you help make things more consistent.
Yeah, there's an NGO that I work for out in Asia, and the CEO definitely has a COO who is consistent and is able to apply all these different things. And they're just a great combination. So if you can find that, find someone who's gifted, and it can make a huge difference. That's why I love my wife. I'm sure you do too, Lynn.
Yes.
Okay. Because we are so weak in this area, we're not the experts, but we truly admire those of you who can be consistent. So Pete, again, thanks for sharing. It's been a fun going through these this Clifton Strengths, and we look forward to everybody talking to you next time. So take care, everybody. Bye-bye.
Mm-hmm. Bye-bye.
Thank you for listening to the Transform Your Life podcast. We'll be releasing a new episode every Monday, so we hope you'll continue to tune in.
If you enjoyed today's episode, please subscribe, rate, and review the show on iTunes or wherever you listen to podcasts. Your review helps the show to reach more people around the world.
If you're looking for coaching or more resources, follow us on Facebook, LinkedIn, or our Instagram page, From the Insight Out.
If you want to connect with me, Pete Cafarcio, go to petecoaching.com.
And if you want to connect with me, Steve Chua, go to stevechuaintl.com.
Remember, we want to help you transform your life
so that you can transform your world. Have an awesome week, everyone.